everything that shows up, we have a choice of how we're going to react to it. So we can get, you know, just take it at face value, get upset, get angry, and or we can just say, how can I see this through a loving eyes? How can I see this? You know, and we're not alone. We have spiritual helpers who are here for us. So, you know, all we have to do is ask, help me see this a different way. Help me see this through your eyes. Help me see this, and you know, through love. And when we focus on that, joy is a natural byproduct. We start to recognize that we're not weighed down by the things that weighed us down before. We're not feeling the drama that we did before.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have Marbeth Dunn. She is a trainer, a speaker, and a TV host. Marbeth is also routinely on television in the Miami and Fort Lauderdale region. She is known as the Joy Strategist. She teaches people how to get into the creative and energetic flow of joy. She helps people release past hurts and losses and move forward to create and live life with joy. She's here with us today and she will share quite a lot of interesting things with us, and I'm really looking forward to that. Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, Georgian. Really, really thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. So let us know a little bit more about yourself, about what you're doing, maybe something that I didn't mention.
Well, there are a few things that I'd like to share. One is that I'm actually an energy management specialist. So what that means is energy management combines energy healing, just many different technologies of energy healing. And it also combines spiritual principles, metaphysics, yoga techniques. And I think that's pretty much it. But in addition, I have a very exciting project right now, and it's called the World Miracle Peace Experiment. And it involves a meditation, a daily meditation. We're beginning again today in every day, daily, at noon Eastern time. I don't know what that is in Bulgaria. But it's a 7-minute meditation to promote peace and healing in the Middle East. And this is our second month. And I'm very excited about it.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know about these kinds of meditation. I know that there were some actual research on this kind of meditation on and on the impact it can have on communities, on different places on Earth. So this is quite amazing that you're putting this together.
Yeah, and you can learn more about that at worldpeaceexperiment.com.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. So let's get this started. I wanted to firstly ask you, what is gratitude for you personally?
Oh, for me, it's an access to the spiritual side of me. And because when I'm feeling grateful, it connects me with my heart, and the essence of who we are is love. And I feel that gratitude is tied in very closely with love. So when I'm, and joy. So when I'm feeling love and joy and gratitude, I feel that my spirit elevates and I focus on positive And I remember that I'm a spiritual being and not just a physical body.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I think this is such a deep perspective and an important one. The fact that we aren't here just for the physical experience and for the things that we can see, but for the actual journey of being here for the upliftment of our soul, right?
Very much so. You know, when we are focused on our physical bodies, we feel very separate from each other. But when we elevate to the spiritual part of us, we have no limits. We are pure love. We're created in the image of our Creator, and that's not the physical body. And the spiritual part of us is eternal, and that's the part that has the power and that we're using for the World Peace Experiment in the summer of global peace. Because when we are in our spiritual parts, this is where we can unite with others and form a unified field of consciousness. And that's very, very powerful.
Definitely. Even just a few people getting together and doing something for the betterment of the world can have a big impact. And I can imagine this being something done like everywhere around the world, how much of an impact this can have. So yeah, I love that. And I think you brought up a really interesting point about gratitude and about the fact that it connects us to that deeper part that we all know we have and that we sometimes forget about. And I think it's really beautiful that you brought that up. But what I also wanted to ask you is, if you remember when you first experienced gratitude, like when you were already maybe an adult, and you actually got to feel, to experience it, and not just the idea of it, but an actual personal experience. Do you remember?
Yes. For a large part of my life, I was very unhappy. I was in a very difficult marriage, a lot of health issues. I was living in Haiti in the Caribbean and in a time of political upheaval. My business was not doing well. It was just a really rough time. And what we tend to do is to focus on what's wrong. And what we focus on expands, it amplifies. And then I was doing a lot of spiritual searching. And I was reading a lot of metaphysical books, but it wasn't really penetrating. And then one morning I woke up and I was reading and I was distracted. The sun was coming through the shutters, you know, just a shaft of sunlight. And I looked up and I was noticing that there were little dust motes dancing in the sunlight. And in that instant, I suddenly realized that my thoughts controlled my reality. And I suddenly understood that. Now, I had probably been reading it, hearing it, did not make any impact. But then I did. And from that point on, I developed a really beautiful relationship with God, Source, the universe, whatever you want to call our beautiful Creator. And so gratitude became an ongoing state. So it became something, just a really beautiful state. I didn't call it gratitude, but I just felt so much appreciation for everything that shifted in my life and for God and Spirit. Excuse me. It was just part of the whole experience. It was a really beautiful part of the experience, that appreciation and gratitude.
I love how you described it and how you took us there, and how we were also able to see that shaft, the fact that it penetrated your windows and it looked so beautiful, and with the dust playing around. It's so interesting that there are these small things that can lead to so much appreciation, to so much gratitude. And sometimes we feel that big things need to happen for us to feel grateful and to feel blessed. But at times, this is a really good reminder that there are these small things that can bring a lot of gratitude inside of us. And I think this is a wonderful example. Thank you.
Oh, and my whole life changed at that point. I didn't mention that. Money just showed up on my doorstep, and with clients that showed up out of the blue, and I did not live in a they had to really search for me. It wasn't a convenient location. My marriage healed dramatically. Just life just transformed, and miracles really became the way of life for me. So that was the beginning.
Wow. But by the way, what did you do before that? Because I think this was like a moment after you're doing some work on yourself, on how you see the world and on your emotions. And there is a moment in which this all shifts. What did you do before that?
Oh, well, I was trying. I was really trying to find a way. I wasn't giving up completely, but I was seeking. I was looking for some way out, you know. And the truth is that it is really within us. We are the ones that have to make the choice. But until then, before then, I was a victim. And I really had relinquished the responsibility I had for myself. I was giving it up, looking elsewhere. Where could I find this saving grace that was going to save me? But truthfully, the connection, once I realized that my thoughts created the reality, that I developed this connection to God, the universe, source, whatever we want to call it, then everything started internally through this connection with the appreciation, the gratitude, and just looking for different perceptions of situations that were very upsetting before. Now I could look at them and just say, can you give me a different perception here? Because I don't like what I'm seeing. And things, I would have a different perception, and I would see it completely different. I'd see it through love, through like a love lens. So it was really beautiful.
Wow, I love this. So asking for a different perspective, I think this is really powerful. We see things maybe through pain or suffering or other emotions of this nature. But when we ask for and we choose this perspective, this love perspective, can actually help us see things differently and experience things differently, because this is what's most important. And this leading, of course, to other more positive experiences, right?
Very much so, because until then, I was very much locked into the belief that things were the way they were and nothing I could do could change it. That is completely powerless. And I really believed that's the way life was. I had no idea that by simply changing my thoughts or my perceptions, there were so many other possibilities. So it really changed things.
Wow. Indeed, I can totally relate to this, because I had times when I thought, or at least when I was younger, I thought that everything was like what I saw was what's going to be forever. Like the fact that, I don't know, the town where I was born was in a certain way, it will stay like that forever. And for instance, recently I went back and I saw that it expanded so much and it was so different and so many new buildings and buildings that were restored and all kinds of things of this nature. And it made me realize that indeed things are changing, and what I see as reality is something that's just what it is right now. And it's like the effect of a certain cause, and that we can influence this and we can take things into a certain direction, and that we have power over how the world looks actually. And that was really quite amazing for me as a as an experience somehow.
Good.
So yeah, so you mentioned that joy is important in our life, and it brings us energy and creativity. How do we create a strategy around joy? Because you're the joy strategist.
Yes. To create a strategy around joy, you want to focus on appreciation and gratitude, and make it a practice to to consciously choose peace, to consciously choose love. Situations where I feel like we're all in school, that everything that occurs with us in our lives is our curriculum. And so everything that shows up, we have a choice of how we're going to react to it. So we can get, you know, just take it at face value, get upset, get angry, or we can just say, how can I see this through a loving eyes? How can I see this? You know, and we're not alone. We have spiritual helpers who are here for us. So, you know, all we have to do is ask, help me see this a different way. Help me see this through your eyes. Help me see this, and you know, through love. And when we focus on that, joy is a natural byproduct. We start to recognize that we're not weighed down by the things that weighed us down before. We're not feeling the drama that we did before. And I feel also that it's important to release the negative emotions that you're feeling, whether, you know, you're angry at someone, you feel that they did something to you. It's important to let that go, to release it, to forgive. And not that it's always easy to do, it can be very difficult, but it's important to let this go, because our pivotal point of power is always in the present moment. And when we're here, there's no past, there's no future. We're not dragging this stuff from the past with us. We really need to let it go. And that lightens us up so we can live in a constant state of love and joy. It's that really that simple.
That's wonderful. And really inspiring. We can live in a state of love and joy. Yeah, really wonderful. But if you could go back in time, like 20 years ago, what would you tell your younger self about gratitude and appreciation?
Well, actually, I had that miraculous experience. It was about 30 years ago, a little over 30 years ago. But before then, I would have told my younger self, stop focusing on what's wrong. Focus on, or ask to see things a different way. I think that's really the easiest thing. You know, how can I see this a different way? That everything is not locked into a certain way. We have choices, and through our choices, we can change what appears to be happening into something much better.
This is so simple and so useful, because I truly believe that questions are very powerful. Because, for instance, when we feel like a victim, we ask ourselves, why did this happen to me? Why am I in this situation? Or different variants of these questions. And they lead us to different answers, right? And to a different perspective.
Sure.
And choosing to ask a question that gives us a perspective, a higher perspective, a perspective that gets us to see the situation through the eyes of love, that's quite powerful.
It really is. And you know, so often when we are feeling victimized, when we are feeling alone, we are feeling powerless, we just feel so isolated and helpless. And yet you can just ask, help me, you know, just reach out. And, you know, I didn't know that there were, so there's such a thing as angels. I'd heard about them. I didn't know that they existed. I didn't really believe that God was there, you know, source, the universe was there. And I just didn't know. And I just felt so alone. It never occurred to me to ask, you know, and asking, just ask. You've got nothing to lose. You've got a lot to gain. You know, help me see this differently. Is there another way I can look at this? And also open-ended questions like these, you know, even if you're not asking for help, even if you're not asking, you know, just, you know, how can I see this a different way? Now, you've asked an open-ended question. You've given your beautiful mind the opportunity to see things differently. You allowed it instead of, your mind is basically like your servant. So if you're going to say, oh my gosh, look at everything that's wrong, your mind is going to look at everything that's wrong. But if you say, how can I see this in a different way? Now you're opening up to possibilities. So now you're going to start to receive information. And that's what is going to expand you and help you grow.
I love how simple this is and how usable this is, because I believe that the more simple an exercise is, the easier it is to take it for granted for one part, but from another perspective, it's doable. Like if you would have a really long and complicated thing to do, it would be really hard to put into practice. But I think this can be really useful. So for our listeners, next time something happens, something bad happens, choose to ask yourself this question and be curious about the answers and see where it leads you. I think it's going to lead you in a very positive and very beautiful place. So thank you for that, Marbeth. Also, I wanted to ask you, if you're doing something constantly other than asking this question, to keep yourself grateful and appreciative of life, do you have like a practice or something that you do?
I do. And one of the things that I do is I meditate in the morning, which frees my mind. And I can tune in, you know, and be in a very loving space. It really sets the tone for the rest of the day. Now, since I've been doing this World Miracle Peace Experiment, I noticed that has really been shifting my awareness of I've just been in such a state of bliss when I leave when I lead this meditation afterwards. When we send, there's a spiritual law that giving and receiving are the same. Not so on the physical plane, if I give you a dollar, then I don't have it. But on the spiritual level, giving and receiving are the same. And when I give love and peace, I'm sending love and peace to everyone that's on our call, on our broadcast, and I receive it back and I send it to the Middle East. We blanket the Middle East with a beautiful rainbow cloud of love and peace to dissolve the violence, to dissolve the anger and hostilities. Well, I receive it back. I receive that love and blessings. And it's just a really beautiful thing, elevates my awareness. And I just want to say that's absolutely free. You're welcome to join absolutely free at worldpeaceexperiment.com. And then you can experience that same peace and blessing as you send it, become part of a really amazing experience.
That's something quite amazing that you're doing. And definitely check out Marbeth's website and do that. Because, for instance, I was thinking that when you write a thank you note or a gratitude letter, the fact that you feel the gratitude and you put it into words, into something written, and it makes it concrete, makes you... So firstly, you have to feel it. You have to get into the state in order to write it. And I think it's something similar to sending peace. You have to experience it. You get to experience it yourself. And the fact that you are generous and that you're offering it, it makes it even easier to receive it because you feel that you're receiving it so that you can give it away.
And well, it's the same thing as you're sending love and appreciation. It's coming back to you. It's that same spiritual principle. It's such a beautiful thing. That's why I believe gratitude works so well to help us shift our lives and make everything flow so much easier.
Exactly, exactly. So we are nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, in your life, if you have some people that have had an impact and that you're really grateful for and that you would like to mention.
You know, I'm grateful for everything that happened to me in my life because I know that without that, I wouldn't be the person who I am today. So even the people that seem to be creating the greatest stress and difficulty for me in my life, I recognize now that they're part of my curriculum. They were my greatest teachers. So to that end, I appreciate my husband, my ex-husband, and I appreciate my grandfather and my father and all these people that created difficulties and challenges for me because they really helped me to grow. So I do appreciate them.
Wonderful. How do we get to feel that, to experience that for the people that have created challenges in our life? How can we get to that level to actually get to appreciate them?
Well, it takes some work.
I'm sure.
It's a matter of forgiveness, which is a very big component, recognizing, you know, again, it's how can I see this another way? Looking, you know, for example, my boyfriend died almost 10 years ago. And at the time, it just was such a devastating experience. But then afterwards, I started to notice the gifts that I received because of that experience, that I had a deeper ability to feel compassion for other people. It helped me to create a way of being of service to others. I noticed the people who stepped up for me at the time, and I appreciated them. You can't always appreciate when somebody is creating difficulties for you. It's very difficult to appreciate them in the moment. It's very difficult to appreciate them in the moment, but distance enables you to look back and see what gifts did I get from this experience. But at the same time, it's very important to you know, something happened that was very traumatic and you haven't released the trauma of that experience, you're not going to be seeing the gifts. You're going to be feeling the victimhood. So I think forgiveness is a very key ingredient in letting that go, in recognizing that you really grew from that, because that forgiveness experience helps you to grow into a greater, more evolved being.
Exactly.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I know that it's really helpful, especially for us, to forgive, whether we feel that even if it's a hard situation to forgive, it's something that helps us in the first place. And this is very important. And afterwards, probably we will be able to feel compassion and to think about forgiving even deeper the other person.
And it's not something that we can easily do if it's something that happened that's very traumatic. Sometimes you need help. You know, like I do help people to release these experiences and so that they can move into their greater selves. And I think that's really important. Sometimes you need to ask for help. You know, ask God, Spirit, the universe, help me see this a different way. Help me to move through this. And, you know, but sometimes the experiences are so huge and you may have been so young at the time that it's very difficult to be able to release it. And then very often there are many layers to an experience. So that it's very often, and you know, when, as you said before, when two or more are gathered, you can do some very powerful work.
Exactly, exactly. So, by the way, where can our listeners find you? Where can they see your work besides the meditation experiment?
Okay, marbethdunn.com is my website, and you can learn about me and what I do there. So it's marbethdunn.com.
Okay, so marbethdunn.com. And the other website is?
worldpeaceexperiment.com.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you very much for being here with us and for sharing so much of your wisdom and the depth of your experience. I really appreciate it. And I wish you an amazing day.
Oh, and you too. Thank you so much for having me here, Georgian.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. Help us reach our goal of inspiring 100,000 people by sharing this podcast with your loved ones, with your Facebook friends. And if you loved this episode, please write a review on iTunes.